Hi. This week, the question is, should churches cancel their services on Christmas Day? This year, 2016, Christmas will fall on a Sunday. Keep that in mind as I tell you the following story. Throughout December, it's common to hear people complaining that Christ is being taken out of Christmas. A while back, people were upset because a Lowe's Home Improvement Center had put up a banner which read, "Holiday Trees on Sale." In other words, people were upset because the Christmas trees weren't being called Christmas trees anymore. The politically correct thing to do is to not mention Christmas anymore. As people check out at cash registers, they're no longer told Merry Christmas. Instead, they're told Happy Holidays. The politically correct crowd wants to include Jews and their celebration of Hanukkah. They want to include Muslims and their celebration of Ramadan. The politically correct, postmodern crowd wants to become everything to everyone. The word Christmas has to go because that favors the Christian religion only. And so people get upset that Christmas is gradually being taken away, and some are saying we need to put Christ back into Christmas. Now, here's something interesting that happened. The First Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, pastored by Charles Stanley, canceled their regular Sunday morning services on December 25th, 2005. I was there when that happened. I remember that happening. And the reason is because that Christmas day, Charles Stanley told his staff members that they needed to have a break and spend Christmas morning with their families. And, you know, that's what Christmas is really all about anyway, he said. Now, that helped me to understand things a little bit better. Christmas, to denominations, is not really about Christ at all, is it? Christmas is really about being with family members, according to Charles Stanley, anyway, the pastor of Atlanta First Baptist Church. My friend, this is one reason why non-Christian people have a dim view of the Christian religion. Christmas, according to denominations, is supposed to be the day that Christ was born, and this is supposed to be when denominations are telling people that they should remember Christ. And lo and behold, the largest denomination in Atlanta, Georgia, cancels its services on Sunday morning, December 25th, because the staff members need a break and they need to spend time with their families. And that's really what Christmas is all about anyway, they were told. My friend, this is unscriptural, if scriptures matter to anyone anymore, and they should matter. Denominations are paying only lip service to the Bible, only lip service. They claim to believe the Bible, and then they turn right around and trample the Bible under their feet. Listen to me carefully. There is not one Bible passage in all of the Bible, not one passage, telling the church to celebrate the birthday of Christ. Now, everything that the church does is supposed to be authorized by the New Testament scriptures, according to Colossians 3:17. The New Testament scriptures, however, never authorize the church to have some special celebration for the birth of Jesus Christ. The scriptures never authorize the church to set up a Christmas tree. The scriptures never authorize the church to have some sort of special communion service on Christmas Eve or to have special musical presentations. There is no scripture, none, for the church to be doing any of these things, which so many take for granted as if they were authorized. The scriptures do, however, teach that the church is supposed to meet on the first day of every week to eat the Lord's Supper in remembrance of the Lord's death on the cross. I'm reading from the Bible here. Listen to this. Acts 20, verse 7. The Bible says, "Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight." The Lord's church met on the first day of every week to commune. because that was the day the Lord resurrected, Mark 16, verse 9. The first day of the week, which is Sunday, is the day the church of Christ is supposed to meet and honor the Lord. Sunday is the true birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you want to call it that, because Sunday, the first day of the week, is the day the Lord was born from the grave, which he had been placed in 3 days beforehand. Notice this scripture in Acts 13, verse 33. The Bible says, God has raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second psalm, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Notice, when Psalm 2 says, today I have begotten you, this refers to God raising up Jesus from the dead. The day which the Lord was born, then, according to this, is the first day of the week when he came forth from the grave. The scriptures instruct the church to meet on the first day of every week, even on those occasions when the first day of the week falls on a holiday or on December 25th, and the church is supposed to have communion in remembrance of the Lord's death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. In Hebrews 10, verse 25, the Bible says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. This passage, Hebrews 10:25, it's teaching that it is wrong to forsake the assembly on the first day of the week. In other words, it's wrong to cancel services on Sundays. It's wrong to dismiss the services on a holiday. It's wrong to dismiss them on December 25th just so staff members can stay home with their families. We should all be thankful for the Lord's birth, yes. But we do not honor the Lord by canceling the services of his church and taking vacation from worshiping him. No matter what the holiday, the church is required to assemble on the first day of every week and break the bread in memory of the Lord's death, Acts 20 and verse 7. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.